It's that time on the radio here in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
Hi, I'm very good indeed. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, we're going to talk about a Hardy annual. I remember one of my school teachers used to talk about that, about spellings, I think. We're going to talk about wealth tax in Spain today. UK nationals are often surprised to find out that Spain imposes a wealth tax, as there's no equivalent in the UK. So what is wealth tax, Bill?
I think it does what it says on the tin, Howard, effectively. While Spain, you know, continues to be a highly favoured destination for expatriates, including those making the most of their retirement years, there are many benefits to living here. And, you know, with a wide variety of property and locations, it is a dream for so many people. Taxation, however, is often a thing that can spoil the dream for some, particularly wealthier individuals and families. Besides the expected income and capital gains tax, which, although on a different system, is perfectly well understood by British people relocating to Spain, Spain imposes additionally an annual wealth tax. Now, frankly, most people are exempt in general. If you're a resident in Spain, you can only be affected if the net value of your worldwide assets is over €1 million. So I'm sort of generalising a bit and rounding things up. It can have a significant impact on wealthy individuals with assets, net assets above the million. And I know that there are many people who would love to live in Spain, but because they don't really understand about the benefit of independent and impartial advice, which can mitigate against the higher levels of wealth tax, they don't come because they believe that wealth tax is an inhibitor. It's going to have too big an impact upon them. And yet the truth is that with the correct advice at the right time, wealth tax can be minimised down to very low levels.
It's interesting that you bring that up, Bill. Do you think when people move to another country, such as Spain, they really should do some investigations before they move, especially if they've got sort of a pre-concern that they think the wealth tax is too big and so they turn off the option, as it were?
I think that is true, Howard. I think to be perfectly honest, I don't mean to differentiate between the different categories of potential expatriates by any stretch of the imagination, but I think some of those people who have been very successful in business, who've accumulated substantial funds, millions indeed, they often are well advised and they get past that hurdle of what looks like the obstruction of excessive tax. The problem is in that middle ground where individuals may have accumulated €2 or 3 million, which I'm sorry to say is not uncommon these days. Not sorry to say, but it's not uncommon these days. And in that case, many people try to look at the various aspects of life in Spain and they come against hurdles and don't really know how to overcome them. I've said this many times when we've been talking about that. The problem is we don't know what we don't know. And so if you read something which says, of course, there is a wealth tax in Spain on your assets and it's going to be charged at, 2% of your wealth, and you look at what that's going to cost you year on year in addition to income and capital gains tax, you then start looking somewhere else. You might go look at Portugal, which has other differences with Spain, which are in some cases beneficial and some cases. And the fact is, what you really need to do is to sit down with someone who understands how the Spanish tax regime works and in particular how it jigsaws in to any particular connection you may still retain after you've left the UK with UK taxation, so that you get the, if you like, cohesive advice, which brings both systems together and you come out of that better off than you would otherwise have been. And that's a perfectly possible thing to do. Wealth tax shouldn't inhibit you. With specialist advice and careful planning, it really is capable for almost everybody to achieve that dream of living in Spain. You can more often than not legitimately minimise your overall tax liability in Spain on investment capital, whether we're talking about income tax, capital gains tax or wealth tax.
So let's look at the details now. Who's liable for Spanish wealth tax and which assets are counted?
If you're a resident in Spain, then wealth tax applies to your worldwide assets, those assets you have wherever they might be. You get some tax-free allowances, which I'll mention in a moment. For non-residents, people who own property in Spain but who don't take up full-time residence, it affects Spanish assets only. It's payable on the total net value of your assets after your allowances at the end of each year, that is the 31st of December each year. The tax is payable on the net value of most of your capital assets, such as real estate, your savings, your investments, any shareholdings, your jewellery, your art, your antiques, your cars and boats. All of those things are included in your wealth for calculating wealth tax.
So what allowances are there? You mentioned them, Bill.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. Every individual, whether you're a resident or otherwise, has a personal tax-free allowance of 700,000 euros, although that figure does vary marginally throughout the Spanish autonomous regions, because the autonomous regions have the opportunity to vary that. It doesn't vary significantly. Spanish residents can get an additional allowance up to 300,000. So if you are a resident of Spain, your tax-free allowance of 700 is then added to your additional allowance of 300,000 against the value of your main home. And that excludes properties you may have owned through a company or corporate structure. So a married couple who live in Spain and own property in joint names could potentially have a total tax-free allowance of 2 million euros for wealth tax purposes before you start calculating what of your wealth is chargeable to tax. But having said that, wealth tax is an individual tax in Spain. So even if you have joint assets and a joint benefit of two allowances, you still have to submit separate wealth tax returns.
And what sort of tax rates can people expect to pay?
As I said, Howard, the autonomous regions can vary wealth tax rates and allowances, and the allowances that I mentioned already are applied under the state rules, which also apply in areas like Andalusia, the Balearics and Murcia. Other regions have different limits. In the area of Valenciana, the individual reduction is reduced from 700 to 600,000, so still fairly substantial and granted to each individual. Surprisingly enough, Madrid provides 100% tax-free relief, so that the residents of Madrid don't have to pay any wealth tax regardless of their total net worth, although they may need to submit a wealth tax return simply for information purposes, so that the Hacienda, the tax authority, can track their wealth. In Andalusia, after your allowances, the rates start on a progressive scale at about a quarter of 1%, and for assets over about 10.5 million, the rate of tax payable, wealth tax payable, is just over 3%. And frankly, for Valenciana and other regions of Spain, it's not a lot different. At the higher levels of wealth, the tax charge is at about just over 3%. At the lower end of the scale, after your allowances, it's around a quarter of 1%. So it doesn't sound like a lot, 3%, but remember, we're now talking about people who have in excess of 10 million euros, and 3% of 10 million is one heck of a tax bill. 300 odd thousand pounds in additional tax from the wealthy can be a deterrent. But as I said, with appropriate financial planning and getting the right advice and the right structures around your investment capital in particular, you can reduce the likelihood of wealth tax to very much lower levels than those I've just described.
Are there any limits to wealth tax in Spain, Bill?
Wealth tax isn't payable on general household contents, for example. Certain shareholdings in family companies and business are also exempt. And when you calculate your net taxable wealth, loans that you have are deductible, provided they're not used to buy or invest in assets. So they have to be real third-party market value loans. And for people who are Spanish resident, there is a rule which establishes that your cumulative wealth and income tax liabilities, so the both combined, the wealth and the income tax liability, can't exceed 60%, 60% of your personal income taxable amount. And there is a formula to calculate in getting to these numbers. I don't want to confuse people listening to this program. I don't like giving numerative examples. But the answer is, yes, that there are limits, but they're not desperately generous beyond what I've already explained, that you get your allowances, and then after that you get this progressive scale of taxation, which eats into your net wealth.
So finally, Bill, what's your advice to people on reducing their wealth tax exposure?
I think the problem for most people, in particular the most wealthy of individuals, is that they, generally speaking, seek advice from some of the largest firms of accountants and lawyers before they come to Spain. And they seek that advice, generally speaking, in the UK. And of course, those advisors are perfectly proper, perfectly qualified, and frankly, generally speaking, give very good advice. They very often refer their clients to a Spanish-based firm with whom they have a relationship. By relationship, I mean they have a commercial contract between them to introduce clients. The difficulty with that is that these firms don't really understand about wealth management and tax planning in the same way that Blevins Franks, who are specialised in providing investment, tax planning, wealth management advice to British people, do and have been doing it for 40 years. We're often the beneficiary of recommendations and referrals from major firms in the UK. It's very important that when you relocate or you're planning to relocate to any overseas country, that you talk to specialists in the country in which you expect to live, who have, in my view, three key requirements. One is that they're properly regulated and preferably by the UK Financial Conduct Authority. So in the event that things do go wrong, you've got a UK authority on your side, looking over the shoulder of your advisor and taking your side in the battle if there is to be one. The second is that the business you take advice from should be aware of the tax regime of the country you've moved into and the country you've moved from, because the interaction between those two is usually of vital importance, if not now, in the future, when maybe one or other of the individuals who have relocated decide to return to the United Kingdom. And the third is that they have practical experience of the location, not just the country, but the specific location in which you're intending to live. Because as I've said with the autonomous regions, they have the opportunity of changing the way things are. And you need to be getting practical everyday advice from someone who understands the region in which you're going to live.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Bill. If people go to the website, they can find their local advisor to contact, I believe.
I think that's the right place to start. I mean, if you are either living already in an area, you can look at the website at www.blevinsfranks.com and you can see which of the senior partners and offices are closest to you. And going to that local office, even if you're not yet living in the country, you certainly can, if you're planning to go, find someone who can give you advice about the region you're going to live in and who will happily work with your other advisors to get you into a position where you have relocated or you relocate in the future in a highly tax efficient fashion. Blevins Franks, as I say, with thousands of clients over the last 40 years, have been doing this as a specialist service. I think it would be wise to check them out at www.blevinsfranks.com.
Always a pleasure, Bill. We'll talk again in Spain at the same time next week.
Take care, Howard. Have a good week.